Here is Aaron Sanchez.
What's up, guys?
Well, we had a brief chat last night, but very, very brief. We haven't had a chance to congratulate you on getting back into the starting rotation, but I don't even know if congratulations are in order, because this was a job that you earned last year, and then it was sort of taken away from you, and off you go to the bullpen.
Yeah.
But this was a real competition, at least from the outside in. Was it a competition? Did you know it was a competition?
No, I mean, obviously there was guys that came into camp trying to fight for that spot. For me, it was I came in so prepared. I think it was just going out there and executing pitches. I mean, everything I said in the media was the honest truth. I mean, I wasn't out there trying to do any more than I needed to do. I felt like, I felt like I came into to spring training ready and prepared. So if there was competition, let's go. But I was ready for it.
Was that a decision you made the moment the Jays were eliminated last year that you were going to become a starting pitcher?
I mean, yeah. Honestly, down the pen last year, that's obviously what I wanted to do, but I understood the situation at hand. But, yeah, right when Game 6 was finished, I knew I needed to do something. And starting was one of them. It was one of my goals that I wanted to do. Obviously, like you said, I felt like last year kind of obviously having to go in at the second half, it was kind of just not ideal situation. But, yeah, that was been my mindset since Game 6 in Kansas City when we lost.
You said so prepared. So prepared how?
Just every aspect, I feel like. Obviously, I gained weight that I needed to do. You know, everything that, you know, people said before with my mechanics not being sound or, you know, I couldn't repeat right, I felt that just gaining the weight that I did took care of all of that stuff. Mentally, I was ready to go. Obviously, having pitched in playoffs last year, we didn't leave the field, you know, that long. We had a couple months off, so I felt like I was still fresh from, you know, as a stuff wise from October or November whenever we stopped playing. So I just felt like I was prepared, like I said, in those aspects.
So gaining the weight helped you with your mechanics. How so?
Just everything that I worked in the off season was more about stability and being strong in areas that I'm going to use 110 times a night. And that was more of our game plan kind of going into the offseason, is being strong in those areas that I need to be strong, a lot of single leg, RDLs, stability stuff, and that's kind of just what my offseason program.
So I'm told you, I mean, not only did you gain weight, did you put on about 20 pounds?
Yeah, in 3.5 months.
Yeah, and then worked out, obviously. How much do you throw during the offseason at all or at all?
I didn't start playing catch right until around January 1st.
Really, huh?
So I took the 2.5 months or whatever it was from the time we were eliminated to the new year, and then we started cranking back up.
You spent some time with Stroman in the offseason. What did he tell you anything? Did he teach you anything? He's your peer. It's tough to learn from a peer.
The thing is I was in contact with this consultant that did his ACL when I got hurt in June.
Okay.
So I was kind of had already been on the same plan. So it was an easy transition going into the off season with the same people that I had been in contact with from June. But yeah, I mean, just kind of watching him, I think we talk so much. I'm sure he picks things up from me just as much as I pick up things from him.
Expectations sky high for this team right now. There's an excitement that's probably even trumps that. How do you guys handle all that?
I don't think there are any expectations greater than the ones that we put on ourselves in that clubhouse. Obviously, we understand what's at stake this year. We understand how close we got last year, and what it takes to get back to that realm of competition that late in the season. But like I said, I don't think that these guys are that much more concerned than any other day, per se.
Generally speaking, guy goes to the bullpen and you eliminate a couple of pitches from your arsenal. Most pitchers have 3, 4, sometimes 5, 6 pitches that they can throw. Did you do that? Did you become a two-pitch pitcher out of the bullpen?
Yeah, and I don't think it was our game plan kind of going into that. I think, you know, the situation at hand, I'm coming into a game where, it, you know, pretty much every role I was in out of the pen was high leverage, you know, one-run tie ball games. So I think my mindset when I was out there is I need to get outs early. And it just so happened to be that I got a big-time sinker, and I just happened to use my sinker predominantly out of the pen. And when I had the chance to punch somebody out, I threw a curveball. But I don't think that it was – I just didn't really have the opportunity or enough time out there on the mound to even get to my secondary pitches when – in situations that I came into the ballgame.
So you've never been through this situation before. So now you go into the starting rotation in Dunedin, and now you go back to, I think you've got 4 pitches.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
So was that an interesting adjustment, or was it just completely natural?
No, it was actually, like I said, just everything that I did this offseason made so much things behind the scenes easier on the mound than it may appear, which makes me more consistent with my off speed. So it's always been there. I think it just got better because I'm able to be in the right positions at the right time to execute that any certain pitch.
Yeah. Mm.
Funny how it works, huh?
It's crazy.
I asked RA this. I ask you too. Do you understand the impact your team made on this country in the off season?
Yeah, I do. We were fortunate enough to stay here just, you know, 3 or 4 days after kind of packing up, and we were out to dinner, and just the amount of love we got through the city, kind of everywhere we went, it was kind of crazy. And going through this organization, I mean, obviously being Canada's team, you don't really know that until you get here. We're the only team televised every single night from East Coast to West Coast, and there's only one team, so that's why I'm kind of biased with baseball back in Montreal. But I think it'd be good for baseball back there, but for now, let's just keep it in Toronto.
We'll let you go. I know you're going to be rooting for the guys tonight, but back on the mound. When are you back out? When do you start
Tuesday.
Again? Tuesday.
All right.
Good start to the season.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
And go get them. We'll talk during the regular season.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Aaron Sanchez. We'll take a little break. It is opening day. We've had a lot of them here.